I'll stop alerts. Okay, here we go. And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 235. I almost forgot what podcast I was on. Spotlight on DC Comics, Dark Knight 3, The Master Race, number one, circa 2016, also called the name of the same, just so happens to be the same name of Donald Trump's campaign. Anyway, moving along. I'm Chris Mosby.
I'm Caleb Gerard.
And I'm Murray Fox.
Hey, Murray. Murray, did you fail all your students last week?
I came close.
Honey, my child, he failed. What grade do you teach again?
Grade 7 and 8.
Grade 7 and 8. You failed middle school. I'm sorry. You're done.
Now,
your course is set from this point forward.
So you teach art or you do general teaching?
No, I used to teach art. I teach in a classroom now.
What? You cut out.
Where's my microphone? No, I used to teach art. That's all done now. I teach in a special ed class.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
No, it's not cool.
Oh, well, all right.
It's very, very not cool.
Oh, okay. Well, it's noble. How about that? Does that help?
It's... Anyway.
Let's move along.
5 months till June.
Are these the kids with special needs, or are these the problem kids?
Yeah, they're problem kids.
Oh, okay. So it's not so noble.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Anyway,
it's a paycheck.
It's just a long, ugly story.
Yeah.
And it'll change in June, so that's good. We'll talk in June.
All right. Awesome.
We'll revisit this topic in 4 months. Okay, got it.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a job change, too. They're putting me on a big...
Oh, Chris, yes? Bookmark that for June, okay?
Okay, June. Writing it down. How is Murray doing?
There you go.
Yeah, they moved me around, too. I'm going to be a huge client. Probably one of the biggest clients we got.
Huge.
All over the world. Yes, sir.
Huge.
I've worked with them before, and it's going to be fun. Anyway... Moving along. Speaking of Master Race, Dark Knight 3, The Master Race. Gentlemen, before we begin, what's your general opinion of this issue here?
I liked parts of it. Mm-hmm. And there were parts that...
You didn't like.
Yeah, little story stylistic choices kind of bugged me, but... But there were parts that I really liked.
Mm-hmm. It's already better than Dark Knight 2.
Well, so. Yeah. See, my problem with Dark Knight 2 was the very last issue. If they'd left it out, it would have been a lot better.
It's a big stain on the underwear of my soul. So.
Wow, I gotta write that down. That's some profound stuff there, dude. Dark stain underwear. No, I'm seriously writing that down. That's good.
I feel like I read Dark Knight 2, but I don't remember it.
Well, you, like most people, probably blacked it out.
It was really brightly colored. It was really brightly colored, and it could have been Dark Knight 2, I guess starring the Atom. So.
Yeah.
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't.
Well, it's like I said. That last issue was like, because it did. The problem with it now, I don't know how much truth is this, but I remember it was the first issue came out, and then 9/11 happened, and they apparently had a big scene with an aircraft going into a building, so they scrapped it. And they had to, redo whatever. And then that's when it all went to hell. It's jumped the shark. And then they end the story. And then they's like, oh, well, here's this other issue that has nothing to do really with anything, I thought. except for have a bunch of weirdos and dressed up in Legion costumes and totally destroyed Dick Grayson.
Legion was in it?
Well, no, like, it was bad guys in Legion costumes. That's what I remember.
It was cosplayers.
Oh, okay, cosplayers, yeah. So anyway, enough about that. Let's move on to this.
Murray's like, wait a minute. Got to revisit that issue now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember it at all. I have to get it.
Yeah, it was the last issue was what killed it for me. It made no sense. Especially after how long we waited for the damn thing. I think it was, what, 6-7 months after?
How long was it for Dark Knight number 4? Wasn't there like a 6-month gap between 3 and 4?
I have no idea. I didn't read it until...
original series back in 86?
I didn't read that until it was like in its 12th printing of trade paperback, so I didn't read it when it was first out. So I wouldn't know. All right. Okay.
Real quick aside, and then we can get on to this. I promise, cross my heart. And I'm not
no problem.
Delay. I just, did you see that the team that Mark Waid is going to be taking on Black Widow, along with the guy who was drawing Daredevil with him?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just thought you would dig on that.
Yes, I haven't had a chance to pick it up yet. I will. Not yet. I probably will actually, you know, purchase that one.
It's, I don't think it's out yet.
I don't think it is either.
The speaker next week. Anyway, sorry, I just thought you would dig on that.
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
I'd like to actually read his New Avengers, some of his New Avengers run, but the damn thing's expensive. Jesus. $5 damn books. I wanted to read all of those, but they're just, need to find the time for it. I actually started a folder on my computer of all of those. But anyway.
I diverged enough, sorry.
No, that's cool. All right, this was my idea, so I will go ahead and, well, I mean, I'll read it.
Go for it.
This is, the credits on this, so here we are. We got the cover, it's book one. You got Batman standing there with a big fist, and he's about to punch somebody. It's kind of a silhouette. This, and I've probably said this before, I think this story is more like to kind of help out Frank Miller. I think he's in terrible health because everybody in the universe just about is working on this. And there was 147 variant covers.
Holy crap, really?
Well, not really that many. I'm thinking, well, if you look at the second page, I thought I muted that, damn it. Hold on. Let me mute this phone. There's 3 rows of, let's see, 1, 2, 3. Anyway, there's a shitload of variant covers. And, so yeah.
Well, yes, that I think that number sounds a little closer to reality.
Yeah, it's probably like 50 or 60. So, and a lot of this, the story is Brian Azzarello's, and there's only a little bit of actual art from Miller in these, but it's still good. So we come up in the first few pages are Andy Kubert, and you see a case much like Jason Todd's costume. It's encased in glass, and it's Batman's outfit. And I do kind of like how they do the commentary, social commentary on how things are right now, because the narrator says, a good death, there's no such thing. And you see people texting, and they're using text speak. I see in him. Huh? The bat. Yes, nobody can... the bat for 3 years. So anyway, I'm not going to read all that. But anyway, there's people talking about it. He's gone. It's too hard to read like that. I saw him tonight, they're saying, and it shows the, while that's going on, the text is going in the background, you see the case being busted, and then you see the costume is gone. Cut to the, a bridge in Gotham City, I assume, because, you know, Batman, Gotham City. Kind of, you know. Anyway, and
you know what? I think the text speak, and if I may be so bold as to as to try and read Frank Miller's mind is in place of his cool speak that he did in Dark Knight One.
Yeah, you're right.
You know that Carrie and also the gang members all.
Yeah, they did slice you up good and yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Bob don't shiv.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it's easier reading it because, I mean, it's text speak, but speaking it doesn't make much sense. But basically, you're seeing
it's how all the cool kids talk.
Yeah, about. you see basically you got two kids talking in text saying Batman's back, and one of them saying for reals, I saw him down, you know, down by so and so, and in is he on our side this time? Yada yada yada. And basically, you see this kid getting chased by the cops, and they're looking. There's like blood all over the windshield, and it's busted already once. And it looks like they're gonna run him down.
Yes, and here's social commentary point number two: it's a black kid being chased by two white cops.
Yes, exactly.
Subtle.
They're gonna about to shoot him, and then he looks up, and then. What appears to be Batman jumps from somewhere, descends on the police car, and commences a brutal beating. And the kid took pictures of it.
You know, kudos to the colorist on this.
Yeah,
I love the fact that it changes red blue like the, mm-hmm. the with the light spinning on top.
You
of
know,
the
I didn't I didn't catch that before, but you're absolutely right. He's got blue over him and then red. That's very good, and it's mixed up in the one corner when you're looking at the actual cops.
Is it Lynn Varley doing the colors in this again?
Have no idea. The comic book DB thing doesn't have anybody listed yet. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe if I actually click the issue. Inker is Klaus Janson.
Yeah, but the colorist is... Colors Brad Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Kudos to Brad Anderson.
Good stuff.
Not Lynn Varley.
No. Well, it's not Miller's art either, so.
Right, and she's... And
at least not here. Because there's always Oh, go ahead.
They're canoodling, so yeah. Lynn Varley and...
Yeah, that's his wife.
Yes. Okay, sorry.
No, that's cool. So... You see, you know, the guy took pictures and he's showing it to his buddy, and there's like, you know, I snapped, check it, and he sends a picture. Okay, and then narrator, this is not something you're going to want to see, and basically we're listening to us several different kinds of news outlets. You got Real Egregious and whoever that. Football player with a space in his teeth. You got John. Crap, I can't think of his name. It's
Kelly.
Killian. Yeah, like it used to be Regis and Kathy, but it's
Michael Strahan.
Okay, there you go. I'm not a football guy. You got Sharpman is on there hollering stuff. The guy that just quit the Daily Show looks like you got that O'Brien nut job from FX. But anyway, so you got – it's going through their speech. But in the interest of being balanced, we're obliged to – what is that, Mary? It's hard to – Don, these photographs went viral last night. Not just here in Joplin. Yeah, it's up in north of here. Never mind. Not just here in Gotham, but all over the world. What is it? I can't make it out. Anyway, so they're talking about the photos, and you see the different kinds of people reacted to them. And there you go. So they're freaking out. Batman's back. Oh my god, oh my god.
Yeah, this is the other shit I didn't like. I didn't love the.
Yeah.
I don't know. It felt. Meh.
Oh, it was kind of interesting because they did the same thing. Yeah. It's like.
Yeah.
The thing that kind of gets me is that, of course, they made. I mean, the original Dark Knight and the second one was so far in the future. Supposedly. Now, these look like it's in the today's present. You know? That's the vibe I got. Ooh,
that's true. Yeah. I don't know. The talking heads, the news. I mean, I get it. It's a callback to the original.
Oh, yeah. He did that off and on through the whole thing.
It, yeah.
So, so you got the lady that was the commissioner from the last one, and I guess her name was Jindal. And so they're talking. You know, she's looking at her phone, and a suit walks up, basically from the mayor's office. Bailey Travers, a great pleasure to be working with you. I'm with Albert, Harry, and Jack. The mayor hired the firm to handle PR because she doesn't recognize him. I think it's best for the mayor to it's best for the mayor if the status remains quo. A PR firm for the mayor. Now think about that. He's going to be speaking to a few media outlets this afternoon and wants to be sure you're both on the same page. And that is, and she hands him a press release. And she's reading yada, yada, yada. Like Commissioner Yendel said, Gotham takes its perceived threat of vigilantism seriously, but with a grain of salt. And she kind of drops it. I didn't say this. And the PR chick says, yes, well, when opportunity knocks, and she goes into the door, and boom, she's assaulted by the press. They're hollering at her, what's your comment on the return of the Batman? Yada, yada, yada. Like she said. Then, now, break to the jungle. Jungle, just imagine the Johnny Quest theme song in your head. Looks exactly like it. We're still.
I actually had the music from beginning of Raiders when he's running away from the.
Oh, you know, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I like that actually. So we're in a jungle, and it's the same kind of ones. They have loincloths, and they got bones sticking out of their face and their nose, and they got bows and arrows. So it is very Raiders of the Lost Ark. And now we have a narrator. They're afraid, and they will be until they are what they are most afraid of, dead. And you see there's a bunch of guys there, women and children, they're protecting it, and something's coming out of the woods, and it's a great big centaur minotaur-looking thing. That's a scary combination. So you got a horse body, and then instead of a man there, it is a minotaur. So a centaur and a minotaur, a centaur. Yeah, there you go. I just made a new word.
Now, if you roll a 20, you should be able to take him down. Yeah.
Don't roll a 1, or you're gonna, you're in trouble. So she say, we find out it's a she, but we'll get to that. There's no way to live. He would say through lips split and swollen, their fear is my bread and butter. That's no way to live either. So anyway, they're about to attack this thing. And then you turn the page and, oh, it does. It's like, it's wailing through them like, it's just like a, buzzsaw through those people, flinging them everywhere. It's probably at least 8, maybe 9 foot tall. If you measure it from the front hooves to the top of the horns. And the narrator says, how many times have we saved them? 100? 100? Though the math may elude. Ooh, that's very fancy. And you see eyes poking through the jungle, and Wonder Woman silhouetted jumps out, does a flip, like he does. Nobody's watching, but she does the flip anyway, because that's just cool. And she's got sandals and barefoot kind of thing.
Wonder Woman!
Yeah, and she jumps over an unconscious, maybe dead villager.
Wonder Woman!
And then you see it. The math may elude, but the sentiment does not. So she's up there, and she hit it yet, but she's got black shorts on this time, and looking, has got some nice little gloves on there. It kind of makes the look much like the other instances of we've seen her. And that big centaur, as I'm going to call it, has got all kinds of arrows in it. Doesn't seem to be doing it, but I think she's already placed a blow. If not, she's very close to it. One full page spread. Oh, wait, not a full page. Yeah, one page spread, not two page spread. And she starts throwing down. And, this thing, guy's fist is as big as she is. And she's throwing down with it and flipping around. And she's got a baby on her back, we see. We'll get to that in a minute.
This is a nice touch by the artist, mm-hmm. that actually using, real-world leverage, something that kind of always, I know it's fiction and stuff that mm-hmm. bugs me is when Superman or Wonder Woman or whoever, they push a plane up, but they don't have anything to support them, so...
Well, they are flying when they do that, so whatever supports them while they're flying, but I understand what you're saying, yeah.
But here she's like standing on the scimitar's chest to push its head back, or she's using the ground as leverage when she's holding back the fist. I just, it's, again, those little kind of real world touches that that elevate this above a, you know, some comics.
Yeah. Not all. I wish Kubert, I loved his work when he was working with Morrison on Batman, and I really like his stuff. So this is good stuff. I don't remember which Kubert this is. Is it Andy or I don't know. Anyway.
I keep thinking she's gonna go cross-eyed with from that thing between her eyes, like in The Jerk.
yeah, that her tiara thing's covering her nose like an old Roman Spartan helmet.
Yeah, you remember The Jerk? Sunburn.
Huh?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
He doesn't want sunburn.
Oh, well, that's a good point. That's nasty when it happens. So anyway, there's baby on her back. So she's kicking this thing. She jumps up, gets around on its back, twists its neck, throws it down. And then narrating, I'm not sure if it's her or not, but somebody is. Says, "We are the light in the dark, the shield from death, the hope in catastrophe. When they are threatened, we are there. They name us saviors until they call us threats. The same. 100 times. 100 times. We know that, and we still are there for them. You taught us to be that way." Interesting. You could, that sounds like what you could say about an IT person, too, actually. What was it about the last time that wounded you so, my love? And then the baby's crying. Wee! There, my boy. Enough with those tears. And then she, you know, gets out the milk jugs, and oh, wow, you actually do see a nipple there. Holy crap, I missed that last time. And she's feeding
not,
the baby.
How did that not make bleeding cool? Like, for, like,
yeah, I know. I don't ever... Yeah, I'm surprised everybody didn't get all up in roars about that. So, enough of those tears. The nightmare is dead. The world is safe again. So, we assume that is her child. Though it's... looks like more one of those... I don't know. Skin's kind of darker than I would think, but, you know, that's just coloring, so. The nightmare is dead. The world is safe again. So, apparently, okay, so we're looking in the Aztec jungles, it looks like. There's all kinds of way up. Imagine the elven city of whatever that was in the Lord of the Rings movies. Except for Aztec architecture. That's what we're looking at. Bridges, and there's all kinds of mossy crap, and she's looking at that, and it's a full-page spread, and we are home. Welcome back, Diana. I trust your stroll was wonderfully pedestrian. I'll take the boy. Now, see, you look at it now. He's got black hair and blue eyes. It's pretty much got to be Clark's son, I would imagine. And, you know, that'd be Clark Kent / Superman for those that are keeping track at home. So, apparently this is where Amazons, yes. Amazons are holed up in the South African jungle. Or is this...
Maybe it's the Amazon
jungle. Yeah, that makes sense. Considering what the... anyway, so one of the attendants that walk up says, "I'll take the boy," and all of a sudden there's a sword to the throat. "My queen, I'm sorry. My reaction was, take Jonathan, Dessa. I'm going to the arena. I have a training session scheduled with your daughter. She's gone. Again, Laura." So the boy's name's Jonathan, and Laura is the herd, that, which you saw in the last Dark Knight 2. Half, you know, she's half Kryptonian.
You're making me want to read Dark Knight 2, and I'm
sorry. I'm really sorry. Just don't read the third one.
I liked that Wonder Woman scene. That was the scene I really liked. I thought it was.
Yeah, great. I love that too.
I like seeing them in the jungle. I thought Wonder Woman was.
Yeah,
not
that was
too
good.
Warrior princess, and it was. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Yeah. And you see the narration. "Can't you leave me be?" And that's Wonder Woman's. You know, so she's. Lana, which, yeah, Superman's daughter. Lara. And she's floating over, which appears to be the open Fortress of Solitude. Now, the old school one that has the big, for those of you keep track at home, pre-crisis with the great big giant key. So, you know, no, you didn't need Bluetooth back then to keep from losing your keys because it was huge. And the door's open, and she's kind of floating there. She doesn't have a cape. She's got her Superman symbol on her back, and it's the old school classic Golden Age symbol, which is really cool, I think. I need to get a shirt with that on it.
And she's got some gnarly butt crack action going on.
Yeah, she is. And I like it. She's got one earring with the symbol KR, which is, you know, symbol for Krypton, the, you know, the element. So she flies in, and it's the there's an old dinosaur, which apparently he saved from the Batcave. I don't remember him having a dinosaur in the Fortress of Solitude. But she's flying in. I think she's either talking to him or talking to herself. And you see in the background that statue of Jor-El and Lara. Did I say it right this
Lara.
Time?
Lara.
Holding up, you know, a thing of Krypton. And it's been open for a while, apparently. Everything's covered in snow and ice and whatever. And she's saying, so I was wondering, I mean, not to anybody other than myself, but all these artifacts and objects, I was told they were important. That they were the parts that meant something that defined the whole. But what I don't understand is, am I a piece of the part? And you see there's all kinds of super weapons and stuff. You know, if you're old school Superman fan, you know what the inside looks like. But he's sitting there. Am I part of it or the whole? And apparently Superman is just kind of – is that a statue? Or is he actually frozen in ice? I don't know. He's apparently
– I think he's frozen.
He let himself be frozen. He's just sitting there.
I think he's put himself in the deep freeze.
Yeah, he's doing like he did in Kingdom Come. He put himself in exile. So she's looking at him, and she starts tearing up. Why did you let the ants knock you from the sky? And that's I like that line, actually. And she's trying to talk to him, and he's, you know, you hear, is there anything I can do? And she's, you know, trying to talk to him, and you hear in the background, scree, 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 scree.
He's huge compared to her.
Yeah, it's, but apparently, I don't know. Anyway, maybe he got mutated or something. Something happened in between the issues. So you see, she hears it, and she flies up, and she flies kind of weird. It's kind of like she's sitting on a broom.
Her legs, banana cakes the way she flies.
Yeah. Okay. So
banana cakes.
She flies.
I hate it. Maybe it makes sense. Maybe if I flew, I would float through the air like I'm sitting on a cloud too. But mm-hmm. It just looks ridiculous.
Yeah. I always thought those scenes where Superman's flying and he's standing straight up—that's like so much more menacing. Then he's just standing and just kind of floating towards something. I always thought that was more menacing than the, you know, flying like a bird kind of thing. So anyway, she hears that.
She looks idiotic.
Yeah, it looks stupid like that, doesn't it? So anyway, her hair is flowing back behind her. And she comes across the bottle of Candor. And that the scree is kind of like Jimmy Olsen's watch. If you're, you know, from back then, if you're old folks like us, some of this might be new to you. But anyway, if you're not, so you see
what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going around here. So you see all of a sudden, and it's looks like it's been burned into the glass. Help us. And narration today, the most powerful man on earth. Okay, what did I miss?
Nothing.
Okay, never mind. Oh, okay. Once again, took his quarterly DNA test to make sure he's, in fact, the commander-in-chief. We all voted for him. We're happy to report. Okay, this is a news report going in the background. And if you didn't read the second one, Lex Luthor was the president. Spoilers. And it ended up he being a – he was a robot. So that's what that's about.
Was he a Skrull?
Not quite. No, he was a robot. But anyway – so that's what they're talking about, and it's going back and forth. Every man for himself mentality on Wall Street, further allegations of police corruption, and blah, 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 blah. So you got the female commissioner. She's looking at the bat signal, and how do we let this happen? How do we let our distractions become our focus? Oh, that is a cool line right there. I like that. When did we stop thinking? Why did you come back to this? It sickens me what I am a part of. I used to think it couldn't change without me. Guess who changed? Then the cop comes to the door. Sir, I mean ma'am, we have him. And she gets a smile on her face. You shouldn't have come back. And then you see, here's a bat cycle, and Batman's riding away. In pursuit, requesting backup. Jesus, keep your eyes on. And then, so he's like weaving around in traffic, and cops are in the behind him. Wait, no, they're in front of him now. And he's, you know, he takes a turn, goes down an alley, gets the grappler up on a what do you call those things? Fire escape.
Balcony.
Yeah, balcony fire escape. And off the bat, bat cycle crashes into some cop cars, and he's up there doing that classic move with the cape billowing behind him in the shadows. And then somebody, one of the cops, says, "Give us some light." Shines it up on him, and he descends down and starts kicking some policemen's asses.
Now, is it just me, or is that him landing on the cop car? Does that feel like an unintentional homage to Year One?
No, I'm thinking it's pretty intentional.
Okay, just checking.
Because right. It's pretty much turned around again. You know, he's considered an outlaw again.
Well, when did he ever stop being considered?
Well, I know, but he was sanctioned there for a while, but now he is not.
Was he?
Again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dark Knight 2 again?
No, not Dark Knight 2. Just, you know, that's the way. I mean, he was deputized at one point back in the old days in the 60s.
Okay. The 60s, well.
Yeah, I mean, you know. He was unofficially unofficial, off and on, off and through the thing. So anyway, he's takes a flashlight, smacks some people, and you see the eye, and using the cape for effect, and then there's, oh yeah, it's bloody. There's blood everywhere. And all of a sudden, somebody, blam! And tries to duck, and got grazed in the head, and Batman goes down. And one of the cops says, "You son of a," and then you get their K-bars out, which are...
So they withhold the word bitch, but they show boobs. Okay, got it.
Well, it was so subtle. I mean, how many times did we, you know, miss it? So anyway, it's they go Rodney King on him and beat the hell out of him.
Whack-a-mole.
Yeah, beating him down. And then he's had enough, and there's blood. He's blood all over him. Somebody starts reading him rights. Turns him over, using the right to remain silent. Fellas, this is and then all of a sudden a fist goes up. Wham! Breaks the nose. Handcuffs go flying. More blam! And a huma! Yeah, oh, sorry. That's Bugs Bunny. So you see him, Batman just slumped over. Somebody says freeze. Blood all over him. And all of a sudden, it looks a lot younger. Batman looks pretty young in that picture. And he's covered in blood. And he's just gasping for breath. And it's the police commissioner's got a gun on him. And she's like, whoa, what the hell? And turns around and goes and starts to, you know, growl. And she... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's like any time the Batman is just too exhausted, and Yindel's just, you know, kind of just moving out of the way of all the punches because Batman's got no power at the moment.
Exactly. It's over. Totally it's wiped. Over. And it's like, where's Bruce Wayne? I said, and then you take the cowl off. Oh, it was Batman that said that. You take it off, and it's Carrie Kelly underneath the cowl. Where's Bruce Wayne? Got a big old shiner and blood coming out of her mouth. And then, you see an upward shot, all the cops laying there, and she's curled up in a corner at the feet of the commissioner. Bruce Wayne is dead.
Boom.
And that's it. Now, is it a backup story? Shall we do the backup story? Somebody want to do the backup story? Or do we want to just continue from here?
Sure, we can throw the backup.
All right, I'll do it.
The thing is, the backup story, I mean, as you read it, this is one of those things where the tie-in issues, instead of them publishing them as separate things, he puts them in as backups, and they are this whole Adam story is integral to the the continuing story, to issue two, and so on. So.
Yeah, and this is your Miller art is in this too. And Azzarello was helped with the writing, apparently. So we have Dark Knight Universe Presents The Atom Number One, based on The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller, written by Frank Miller and Brian Azzarello, pencils by Miller, inks by Klaus Janson. Colors Alex Sinclair, letters Clem Robbins, covered by Miller and Sinclair, and editors and stuff. Superman created by Joe Shuster and Jerry Siegel, by special agreement with Jerry Siegel family. Batman created by Bob Kane with Bill Finger. I like how they do that now.
If an erection lasts longer than 4 hours, please call.
Yeah. Please call more. I mean, no, never mind. I always have a joke when I hear that on TV, but we won't share that now. So you see the Atom in kind of a neat costume. He's got, you know, the Atom symbol on his belt and on his head, just in case he forgets, you know, who he
There's
is.
There's no belt.
Yeah, there is no belt. It would where a belt buckle would be. So he's talking to himself. When Jean divorced me, a fundamental – and he's, like, running in his Adam costume. When Jean divorced me, a fundamental scientific tenet I'd clung to, since being a mind-blown grade schooler, hearing it for the first time was debunked. Everything from Stephen Hawking's brain to a molten flash of God bubbling at the Earth's core shared an
goo?
Oh, yeah, goo. Okay. Yeah, I need new glasses. That looks like a D, unless I get real close. Anyway, a bubbling at the Earth's core shared an undeniable commonality, that being every damn atom in the universe was made from the same basic matter. Well, having my heart broken meant nothing mattered. And you see, he's standing there with a pose that superheroes do that you just automatically in your head just think, ta-da, and there's this nasty silhouette of a like a dinosaur-looking creature.
I think that pose looks painful.
It does look painful. I mean, the foot's... He's stretched. It's like he's stretching, but then his foot is at a weird-ass angle. You know? Like it's been broken or twisted. It's... Yeah.
Looks like how I tore the tendon in my leg.
Yeah, exactly. It does look painful. And then whatever it is snaps at him, tries to grab him, and he jumps out of the way. And you see you got the usual superhero agility antics going around, some Spider-Man action. That thing's trying to eat him, and he's flipping around. And meanwhile, you have your narration. That fissure at my core proved we weren't the same. We didn't share a connection. That every action didn't have an equal and opposite reaction. And in fact, all reactions tended towards dwarfing actions by the proverbial country mile. Boy, he's wordy. Eventually, I got over myself. That kind of explains my mourning process after my divorce, actually. I took a long, hard look in the mirror that I had used to shave for weeks, and my reflection smiled and said, "There are bigger things than you, Dr. Palmer." Goddamn right.
Everything.
Yeah, they're giants. Anyway.
Adam, everything's bigger than him.
Yeah, he's... We don't know this till later, but he's actually small right now. Anyway, the thing's chasing him, trying to bite him. And he's running around, and a tongue lashes out, and he jumps around it. But anyway, I walked with them. I talked with them occasionally, some advice. He's talking about the giants, the superheroes. That was my small contribution. And he jumps up and flips out of there, and come to find out, he's in a lizard terrarium. I guess that's his daily workout.
It was the danger room.
Yeah, the danger room. The three of them, they put together the Justice League because I think Justice Trinity bothered two of them. So I joined, not as quick as Barry, but not as reluctantly as Hal. Hal spent so much time in his head, so thoughtful, so precise, things moved too fast for him. See, they did create the Justice League in that universe, but I guess it's different anyway.
And I don't remember Hal Jordan being particularly pensive.
Well, I guess it just depends on which version you're talking about. So he's writing a story. He can say whatever the hell he wants. So we are on some, I don't know, I guess some kind of island with funky science. It is, you know, Palmer what we're talking about. So he's thinking in his head still. Not like you, Bruce. You were always as if it's broke, let's pulverize it kind of guy. There never was no going back for you. The past was beyond rehab. So he looks at his phone and says, Batman in custody. And he grabs a lab coat. Raise it and build a new world order, right? To err is human, to forgive unforgivable. But we're only human. That was something you would be loath to admit.
And you know what? This look with him with the lab coat on over the uniform, I remember in Future's End, that was one of my favorite looks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I've always wanted the lab coat. I need to buy one and just wear that when I'm working.
You like Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, there you go. Get the steampunk glasses on my head, the goggles or whatever. Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. I need to get one. Okay, I'll search for that Amazon later. When we weren't in tights, we had actual lives, people and passions. Being a hero is just an extension of what we really wanted to be. So he's walking and you see his shadow and you see the news change. Batman/Girl unmasked. I mean, I'm a scientist. Being a scientist makes me happy. My ability is my own invention. So he's looking. I don't know. It's like a reverse microscope, I guess. And you see little pictures of the Justice League stuff. And there's a pair of glasses. And he sees Batman and Flash and Barry and Black Canary and yada, yada, yada.
That looks like it's there's Plastic Man, Wonder Woman, Captain Marvel. Oh, and the Flash. Okay,
yeah,
but in a black costume.
Yeah, his Carrie Kelly changed his costume to a very, very, very dark red, with cut off sleeves and like biker shorts.
Is it Wally West? Because he's making gang signs behind.
It's actually Barry.
Okay.
Alright. Yeah, Luthor was using him in a big hamster wheel to power a city.
God, don't make me want to read Dark Knight 2.
Come on, you know you want to. Anyway, I actually have a shirt, a Flash shirt, based on that costume change. It's pretty cool. It's black, and instead of instead of the white circle, it's red and with a yellow lightning. I wear it every once in a while. Anyway, continuing on. So it was any wonder that in the end it was our identities that won out, secret or otherwise. For most of us, the hero thing wasn't who we were. It was who we wore, which I'm glad I read that again because I thought it was a different word. We weren't like the power couple, quote, with quotes, air quotes. They put on our clothes to hide. And now it appears you've sentenced that poor girl you loved to a fate worse than death. Batman, indeed. Do you have any idea what they'll do to her? They'll pin her down and dissect her. With you dead, they'll make her the face of their fear. Wait, and there's like, you see this light, and it's like he's opening a door. And you hear creak. And then, is that your intention? And you kind of see it's kind of opening, and he's like, oh, hey, what's going on? You see the dot, dot, dot. It's like, so he's putting his mask on. He picks up a gun of some kind, and somebody's whispering something. And you look down, and it's a little itty-bitty guy, about the size of an ant. And he's like, what the hell? So he gets up closer. And you see Laura. Superman's daughter. Good evening, Dr. Palmer. She's got the Bottle City Candor. And he's like, dot, dot, dot. He drops the pistol.
She's defying gravity, right, Marie?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, it's just like she's sitting on a freaking
broom.
Yeah, like a broom. Yeah, exactly. Defying so gravity. He's like apparently surprised. He drops his pistol, and she, flies down and catches it before it hits the ground. You dropped this. Thank you, Laura. Right? Is that Kandor? A city from my father's, our planet. And she's flying there with her feet tucked up. What the hell is that? That's weird. Anyway, our planet. It was shrunk
Well, before. You know why she does it? I actually can figure it out based on the scale that Miller's drawing her at. Mm-hmm. If she stood up, she'd be shorter than him. So this is her way of being
taller
at eye level with him.
Okay.
And
I see.
It's hard to tell from that fourth panel on the same page, but if you look at the sixth panel, at least based on that.
Yeah, she would be shorter. She's actually made herself a little bit taller if you look.
Yeah. This is her way of always being at whoever she's talking to's eye level.
Very interesting. Yeah, she would be really short. So she continues talking. It was shrunk before Krypton exploded. By a being who later became my father's enemy. Why is it here? The enemy sought to blackmail my father with... No, I mean here in my lab. Now, that's also an homage to the second Dark Knight. Because that's what Luthor was using against Superman.
Stop it.
Didn't Baal tell you, Dr. Palmer? That must be the guy down there. And he's like, hmm? Looks down. He says they're tired of being small. And he's looking through the glass thing, and it says continued. And that's the end. And you have a nice, I wouldn't say nice. Actually, it's a really crappy drawing of Superman with the Atom flying around with the bat symbol in the background. One of the first DC Comics props that they made was the Bottle City of Kandor, and you can see them on eBay every once in a while. I really, really, really want that, but everybody wants $700 freaking dollars for the damn thing. So, that's it.
Does it come with, like, sea monkeys or something like that?
No, but it comes with, it lights up, and there's actually a tube that lights into it, and if you turn it on, I think it kind of shimmers a little bit, like there's stuff moving inside.
Creepy.
Yeah, it's really creepy. But yeah, look at all those other variants of the. I don't know. I'm not even going to try to count how many variants that is. It's a lot. A lot of variants for that. So that's it. All right, thoughts, people.
Mm-hmm. I like to see Wonder Woman's boobies.
Oh, I'm glad we could focus on the good stuff there.
Hey, it was good.
All right, it was a lot better than I thought it would be. Miller kind of, I don't know, he went off the deep end at one point.
I remember initially Dark Knight 3 was going to be that anti-terrorist book that he was.
Yes, he actually put it, it was called Holy Terror. Yeah. And I was so looking forward to reading it, and I got into this deal where I got to look at it for free as a preview to do reviews. Oh my God, it was horrible. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I never bought it.
I'm sure this is better sanctioned for the DC universe.
Yeah,
It was bad. You know what? Honestly, I only read this issue one time when it came out a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. So it was better than I remembered it being.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have some niggling issues that.
Yes. The cover price being one.
Hmm?
The cover price being one. $6 freaking. And the entry in Comic Book DB says 32 pages, but I think it was actually 45. I remember seeing the page count right before I closed the file. So what'd you think, Murray? Still.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. It was all right, you know.
I thought it was going to be terrible. I really did. But like I said before, I think they did this to help him out. Because I believe it was the Batman Year One animated DVD that came out, and they had an interview with him. And he looked like he was just about 5 seconds away from dying right there. And if you see any pictures, promo pictures with him and Azzarello, he's always sitting down and he has a cane in his hand. So I think he got really sick. So hopefully, I don't know, maybe this is their way of, because from what I read, it was Azzarello's idea, and he wanted approval from him first, and they brought it in. He agreed and brought him in on it. So that's kind of. where it's at.
Well, I'd like to think it's DC trying to be nice, but, I mean, this was one of their big cash cows in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not trying to make money out of it, but they could have closed him out completely and done it without him like they did with the Watchmen crap, which some of that was okay, I thought. But
Yeah. I mean, they're on their greatest hits kick, right? So they're...
Yeah. Well, I mean... I think, and I've noticed that they are putting out a lot of reprint stuff. They're reprinting Mike Grohl's run of Green Arrow in trades. Yeah, they're up. They're like four trades out. I think they're like $15 a piece. About me, I don't know, maybe 5-6 issues at a time. If you look on Amazon, the fourth one's on pre-order. If I didn't already have all of those, I did. Probably be buying them. They are, even though they put the omnibuses out, they are reprinting in trade format, small trade format, new Teen Titans run with Wolfman and.
I saw that at the bookstore last night. I almost picked it up. It was the issue that had the run that had her being kidnapped back to her planet.
Tamaran.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what else are they doing?
Cool Brother Blood story, yeah.
They are doing Chuck Dixon's run on Robin. I saw those. The first two volumes are out. Or I think the second one's on reorder. So that, looking at that makes me think that this whole rebirth thing very well possibly may go back to, the crisis didn't happen now. So, I mean, they could do anything the hell they wanted. But oh my god, there's like Super Bowl crap all over my Amazon page. But anyway, if you look that stuff up, they're putting those trades out. So I think exactly what you said is right. They're doing the retro thing. They're trying to get, you know, the new stuff ain't selling, but the old stuff still is. So that's just my take on it. Hello, still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Because the new stuff, they're going to restart it again.
Yeah, I really think they are. Yes, they are. I hope they just like, okay. Well, I'm wondering if how well that Lois and Clark series is selling. The one that's got the, well, I guess you can't really call it pre-crisis. Well, technically it is the pre-crisis Superman. But the crisis never happened. So I don't know.
Well, back to the issue we just read. I had forgotten that this book kind of existed because it's already 2 months late for issue number 3. So
yeah, I think it just barely. Yeah, you're right.
It's crazy that, I mean, it's just going to be delay after delay after delay, and it's. Maybe that's their homage to the original series.
Yeah. See, look at
you. He shall publish
here.
Each issue late. And it's not like he's even writing or drawing.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's like become the norm these days. And I'm thinking, when I read about that rebirth thing, I mean, up until I read Justice League number 8, Justice League 3001, there really isn't anything. Well, Batman's really is good, but you can tell Snyder is getting to the end of doing Batman. Which the rumor is he's going to move to Detective Comics. The only ones I really enjoy reading are Batman Beyond, obviously, and then the Son of Batman, Damian Son of Batman, and then Batman not as much as when it first came out. Because it's more about Gotham than it is anything else. I don't read the Flash anymore. I read Green Lantern stuff because it's good. It's just not as good. And the Marvel shit costs too much, or I'd be reading some of it. So I'm picking up. I'm picking up reprints of stuff. A lot of those Epic collections that I rant about. Just got the number one Captain America one on eBay the other day.
Epic yes. Captain America.
Yes.
I got nothing else to add about Dark Knight 3 number one.
Nope.
The Master Race.
Yes.
Me either.
It's very, it's, you know, it's, I liked it. It was a lot, like I said, it was a lot better than I anticipated. It's kind of like the attitude I had when I went to watch Man of Steel. This is going to suck. And then I went in, as it was, you know, it was a mediocre movie, so I enjoyed it a lot. Though, I still think everybody complained about all the damage, but it was setting up the Superman-Batman film. If you haven't figured that out by now, there, boom, there you go.
Yes.
Boom, there it is.
Yep. Boom, there it is. Oh, my God. Did not
All
know
right.
I just found something I didn't know existed that I must have.
Snack Stadium?
No. A Star Trek toy ship.
Okay. All right. Well, I see where this is going.
Yes, right. It's going off into a tangent. I'm distracted. Oh, there's All another right. one. So, yes, as always, you can email us at podcast@talesfromthewinebox.com. See, let us know what you think. I actually need to test that to make sure it's still working. Yeah, let us know what you think there, or you can join us on a Facebook page. We have tens of people joining us a year, so you can join us there. I think we're over 100, maybe. Not near as much as the Legion podcast. You can comment on the actual episodes if you know into that kind of thing, which obviously nobody is. Yeah, so that's about it. That's all I got. I'm wasted.
Go Broncos.
Yes. Oh, yeah, whatever.
All right, guys. Enjoy your afternoon.
All right, you too, man.
Will do.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Later.